Welcome to Girls in Heels. I'm your host, Cooper Lawrence, with my co-host, Teresa Aprea, Nicole Napolitano, and our special guest today, Reno Aprea, everybody.
Reno!
Finally in the voice. Finally in the voice.
Have you in the box.
You are an unofficial girl in heel today.
Well, you know what? For the right price on my wife's side, I might try them on.
Well, okay, well, we haven't been talking about the shoes we've been wearing, and people have been like, hello, girls in heels, what are on your feet? So, Reno, you tell us, what's on your feet today?
My feet, I have an inch and a half heel. It's a Bruno Magno, nice, long, skinny, and it's got a little dust on it from walking down a block.
Okay, cool.
And to my left, I have my sister-in-law in blue.
The YSLs.
5.5, 6-inch
YSLs. And 5-inch.
They are
5 inches.
Look great. They look great.
Thank
and
you.
And my wife's got straps. They're black. Mm-hmm. Again, another 5-inch heel. Looks great. Oh, I mean, I've never seen those in bed, though.
Well, I don't understand. So do you make her keep her shoes on, or she chooses to take them off? Like, how come you've never seen them in bed? Doesn't she live with you?
Yes, but these I haven't seen. Maybe they're new and I have to look at the credit card bill, but I haven't seen those in bed yet.
Reno happens to like heels in bed, obviously.
Okay, wait. So, Teresa, when you buy shoes, that's how you test them out. You test them out in bed. Like, you don't walk around the house in them.
Exactly. Before I get to wear them outside, I kind of test them out on my honey.
Just to showcase them in the bedroom. It's very sexy. Think about it. That's why this is a perfect name for a show, because my wife always has to have heels on, even cooking.
Even cooking?
Yep.
Oh, yes. Really? I mean, maybe most of the time, not always.
Well, you know, most of the time. Like, you know, people come over, she's got to cook in heels.
But what do people... Oh, you're hysterical. What did people say when we were in Paris? They were like, oh my gosh, Teresa, what are you doing in 5-inch heels walking around Paris?
You were schlepping around. I saw all those pictures. First of all, thank you so much for sending those pictures out. I mean, I saw them on Instagram and Twitter and Facebook. It was great to keep up with the two of you in Paris and what you were doing. But yes, you were in uncomfortable looking shoes. Not uncomfortable, but you did a lot of walking in Paris, and you did a lot of walking in like 5-inch heels.
Yes, Cooper, but I want to tell you, they were so comfortable. Like, I wore those booties, and I brought tons of shoes with me. Those are the most comfortable booties ever, and I did. I walked all over Paris with them. They were really, really comfortable. I had shoes on the other day, my Giuseppe Zanotti's. Beautiful, great, love them, fringes, 5-inch heels. I walked to Dunkin' Donuts, went to Dunkin' Donuts, walked in Dunkin' Donuts, could not wait to get back in the car and take them off. But that's what I'm saying. There are some shoes that are just so comfortable.
And don't the women in Paris, don't they all dress up still? I was really amazed. It's not a cliche. I mean, it's so interesting. When you go to Paris, everybody's dressed there. Everybody.
Before you speak, that is so very true. And everybody is in black, black, and more black. There is no color in Paris. No, there really isn't. You know, I do like a little bit of color, too. In the winter, yes, I do tend to the blacks, the grays, brown. Mm. In Paris, it is black, black, and more black.
I feel like that's a New York influence, you know, I remember going to Paris when I was a kid. You know, my family is from Paris. My family's Parisian.
I remember.
And I would go to visit, like, cousins who hated me and aunts who had no interest in seeing me, but I love to say, like, I have family in Paris. And I would show up at their door, and they'd be like, all right, I guess you can stay here. But they were always in really beautiful colors, and I remember a lot of like white and really crisp colors. Now everyone's in black?
Yeah.
Everybody's in black.
I think it's also the changing of the seasons. We caught them right in the middle of like a real cold spell.
Maybe that's why.
You know, we got there, it was like 39 degrees. So, you know, a week before was in the 60s. So I guess maybe it was like a change. But I got to tell you, I was looking around and I didn't notice a lot of heels. I noticed a lot of flats.
No, but in the restaurants, everybody had heels on. Huh. Every single person had heels. Nobody had flats on.
Maybe I was looking at the
and
wrong.
And tights. And everybody
maybe I was looking at the
no,
wrong.
No, it's so true. And everybody
wrong
had
gender.
Black tights. Like
Teresa,
here.
You did bring some flat boots, though, correct?
I did have
when
flat
you walked
boots.
Around in Paris. Okay, good.
But for the pictures.
Because heels always look great.
They do.
I just
going
to say, walking around
they
Europe,
do.
Some
you know
boots,
me.
Girl.
You honey, wear boots, girl. I wear boots all the time, honey. And there's a time and place for sneakers. There's a time and place for my flat boots. I just loved my outfits, and I loved how they looked with heels.
Why were you in Paris to begin with? Like, is this a second honeymoon, a third honeymoon? I think it's lovely that you went, but it was all of a sudden I called you and you're like, sorry, can't talk. I'm in Paris.
Yes, Reno, tell when we decided
go. I've been trying to get away for the last 3 weeks. And, I like to go where it's hot. Then all of a sudden my wife goes, no, I would love to go back to Paris. I've been to Paris over 18 times. So it's one of my favorite cities.
Oh, excuse me. I've only been three.
Oh. So she says, Paris. So I looked it up and I said,
Nicole hasn't been at all yet.
What?
I've been to Europe. I've been to Italy many times and all over Europe, not Paris.
We got
to
take you to
Shame
Paris.
Shame on you. Yeah. We're going. Yeah.
Shame on
Let's
me.
Do Girls in Heels in Paris.
Ooh. Okay, so Reno, you were trying to get a vacation.
And finally she just put it in my head one day. I said, babe, we'll go to St. Bart's. Couldn't get to St. Bart's. They don't open until October.
Like St. Bart's is closed?
The hotel I wanted to go to was closed. Okay. So I said, guess what? Let's go to Paris. It's a quick flight. And, she wanted to go. And I said, let's just go. That's how I do
it. The day before they booked it.
And then we went. We booked it 2-3 days and we just left.
We know you left Friday and on Thursday you still did not have flights
and
or a hotel and you did it on Thursday.
We did.
It's an adventure.
It was fun though. I have to say, I love Paris. Like 6 hours, 10 minutes, you're there. It's closer than Italy.
That's true.
And it's great. 6:40 coming home. I mean, it was great. It was fun. I love the Eiffel Tower. I love the Seine. It's just, it's beautiful. It's so romantic.
But how about how impulsive he is? Like, are you used to the fact that you're married to somebody who's that impulsive? Does it work for you?
Yes, because I'm the same way. Like, literally, I can pack. One thing I can do is pack. I can have a bag packed in an hour. One, two, three, we're there. A lot of bags. A lot
you
of bags.
Five bags packed in an hour.
Exactly. Wait, let me rephrase that. Not a bag. A lot of bags.
I'm in the airport. We meet these people, and they're taking photographs of it. I'm taking one luggage off, two luggage off, three luggage off. She goes, how long are you here for? I said, 84 hours?
So you had one outfit per hour? Is that the plan?
I like to have a choice. I like choices.
You know, it's great
except
traveling.
With your men.
Exactly, except with my men. I stick to you. There's only one of you, so that's good. Don't complain.
Listen, it's
I like a lot of outfits, a lot of shoes, and one man.
Well,
some people only, don't have a big choice in clothes, and they have,
Well, you could have a choice, but you'd be very unhappy.
Now, Reno, how'd you do with walking around Paris, though?
I loved it. I love walking around. I bought a hat. I found out about a selfie stick. It took me all this time. I found a selfie stick. I was so excited. I started using this stick, taking the most fantastic pictures.
You know that screams tourist, right?
Oh, yes. Yeah.
That's great. Yes. Please mug me. Please take advantage of me. I'm a huge tourist. Okay.
And my wife will tell you, I could walk around and she wanted to go somewhere. I said, I'm not a tourist. She goes, you're not a tourist. Look at you. She goes, you got a map, a selfie stick, and everywhere you turn, you're taking a picture.
Every time we walked into a great restaurant, I'm like, hide the selfie stick.
Right.
Hide the selfie stick. But you know what, Reno? It was so much fun to see you. Like, Nicole and I have played around with the selfie stick before because, we're tend to be like little kids and our teenage boys. Mm. Reno's never played with a selfie stick.
Never.
I'm glad to hear that, Reno.
So we really played. We played in Paris. Reno and I are like little kids.
It's
we
a gay
are.
City. You should.
It's fun.
It's a happy city.
It is. And we stopped in the middle of like the Champs-Élysées with the Arc de Triomphe in the back of us in dense
traffic.
With your selfie
stick?
Yes.
I'm going to show you the picture. There's tons of traffic in the back. The light turns red. Reno runs in the middle of the street. Tons of cars in back of us. He's like, let's do it right now.
And we took it.
And we did it.
With the arch it? Behind us, and she's like, they're yelling at us. I said, who cares? We don't understand them.
Exactly.
But this is why the French hate us.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes, you're right.
Like, you went there, and you found a way to get them to go, fucking American.
No, but I want to tell you something. I want to tell you what he does. You're very smart, Reno. Reno speaks Italian to them, so they don't think he doesn't act like American. So he speaks Italian, so he's like, parli italiano. So they think, he plays the whole Italian card, so they don't look at him like American.
Smart. Good. Yeah. Thank you. As an American, I really appreciate that.
And that's what I do. And then also, the other thing that I do is that when you're in Europe, women wear less clothes. I mean, at least that's what I see. I mean, I see all these pictures. I tell my wife, dress less.
That's not hard to do for me.
Between me speaking
that was
French
Teresa's
and
problem,
her cleavage
Reno.
Out, you know what? We get through.
Right, I'm sure.
I mean, Reno should show you the picture that pops up when Teresa calls him.
Oh, yeah. It's great.
It really is.
I mean, is it something that everybody can see or is it just private for you?
No,
it's really good. I posted it today on social media, only my leg. Okay. Only my legs. Okay. Only my
but
legs.
Reno
the girls
can see.
And heels.
Right.
But the rest is the whole shot up. It's a really good shot.
But well, those are Teresa's legs in the picture. Yeah.
But wait, so what are you wearing? Can you describe the picture?
Oh, it's perfect.
Yeah. She's wearing lingerie, actually.
She's wearing lingerie, but you really can't see much. It's blue.
It's fine. It's a little lace. It's a little lace top and a little. I look
pretty
good,
damn
right?
Sexy.
Oh, you look great. That's
holy
hot. Oh, my God. That's unacceptable that you're over 40 and look like that. It's unacceptable.
That is.
When are you going to age, the two of
you?
When are the two of you going to age and start putting on weight and making women over 40 feel
when
better about
85.
Themselves?
When we're 85.
Okay.
Speak for yourself, Teresa. 100?
103?
When I'm in my coffin?
even then, it'd be like, damn, she's dead but gorgeous.
Wow, we're going to look good.
Look at her.
You
look better dead than I do alive.
But you know what I'm happy to hear about? That the new, speaking about age, the new James Bond girl.
Ooh, she's
53,
beautiful.
I heard.
Right, yeah.
And she's
Italian and gorgeous. And
Italian
yeah.
and beautiful and
yeah,
over
well,
50. So I like the fact that they have someone over 50 who's beautiful. And it's not just about age, it's just a number. I can't stand people just
I know.
Constantly focus on age. Just have fun. Enjoy
right.
your life. Have fun.
And society just focuses too much on it. On looks, this, that, weight.
When they cast her, it was a big conversation. You're right. When they cast her, it was a big conversation because they hadn't had, you know, the idea of a Bond girl. It's supposed to be this really hot mama, and the
right.
fact that it's this really hot mama over 50 was really empowering.
Yes,
so it's
I
very
it
cool
is.
That they did that, and I think women felt, and it really wasn't a conversation. People weren't like, oh my God, she's over 50. They were like, okay.
She's beautiful.
And like
exactly.
The response was very like we that's okay, that's nice. Like I like the fact that people weren't making a big deal out of it.
I have to tell you, I think like confidence is sexy. I think you know, you see so many I think women who are beautiful and they're this and that, but it doesn't necessarily make them magnificent. And I think confidence makes a woman sexy.
Yeah,
so
that's true,
Nicole. At any age.
Right.
It really does. I think how they feel about themselves and like we spoke about last week, you know,
women
when you're
need
happy,
to lift each other up.
Yeah.
Right.
Not just lift
right.
each other up. You need to be comfortable
in
your own
body.
In your own skin. And that's that.
Right.
I think it takes time for some people. I do.
Well,
I think 20s, 30s, 40s, you experience,
focus,
you go
though.
Through different stages. Like I see now, okay, who cares? Don't wear makeup. I'm fine. I don't care. In my 20s, if I wasn't going out without, oh my gosh, mascara on, it was a big deal.
I think that's from a different generation too, because my grandmother always said to me, always wear lipstick.
Yes.
That was always the advice. Always not like, you know, be happy, find a career, find a man. Her advice was always like, always wear lipstick.
Was she French?
Yes.
Those damn French.
See? Yes. See?
Our best friend, Dawn's mom, she's absolutely magnificent and she's an older lady. She does not come to the breakfast table without having her lipstick on, and she's married for like
or
over
makeup.
50 years
yeah.
or her makeup on.
Yeah.
So
she's
her husband
dressed.
Does not see her.
Reno knows.
Without
she
makeup.
Is always
you
dressed.
Know her,
yep.
Reno. Is she amazing? I mean, I wouldn't be able to deal with that.
No,
right?
It's too much.
Oh, gosh.
I mean, that's her thing. You
it
know, that's
is.
What she's into. Like, she doesn't feel like herself without her lipstick on or her hair done or her.
I woke
you know.
And her husband is like so happy that he sees her every day.
I walk around
like
my
that.
House with a face mask on, white face. I answer the door like that.
But you're wearing
Reno's
heels.
Frizzy.
That's right.
Right.
But I'm wearing heels, baby.
That's why I'm at work. She's got rules. Face mask. Husband's gone.
Yeah, okay.
Wait,
it's like football. Face mask. That's a 30-yard penalty. One less pair of shoes.
Oh, wait, Reno, you'll appreciate this. So I have this really good friend. His wife does not poop when he's in the house.
Oh.
When he's in the house. So if she has to go, she waits until he goes to work or leaves the house or she leaves the house. She will not go to the bathroom.
I agree.
That's disgusting.
With him
in I was married
house.
For 14
wow.
years. Men,
listen.
You should have separate bathrooms. Your husband should not hear you ever.
Nicole, I totally agree with
never,
that.
Ever.
I will never, ever, ever.
A man will never hear me go to the bathroom.
You.
That's gross.
But.
Ew.
But not going in the same house. There's different bathrooms.
You know
there's
what?
People
He's
have
leaving
four different...
soon. She's on her schedule.
Well,
that's.
I've heard of dogs doing that. They hold it in until the owner comes home. That's good.
So they can poop in front of you.
Right.
They want it.
They want it.
I won't.
I'm
going to
let
never.
You know. That's what I think of you.
Yeah.
You made me wait. Now pick it up.
Right. No, that's true. I agree. I have to say that people ask me, like, what took my first marriage down, and because he's a great guy, he's still one of my best friends, and people are always like, why'd you guys break up? And I always say, because we pooped in front of each other.
That is,
I
that's
agree. Great.
That's horrible.
That is why
horrible.
The marriage ended.
Doomed.
And he started it, because I would be in there brushing my teeth, and he would come in and just sit down.
That is so gross.
I know.
I can't even fathom that.
But he would come in and sit down and just start talking like everything.
Nicole has a major problem with that.
Yeah, you should, Nicole.
I'd be so grossed out.
Yeah. What are you writing down?
Wait, you're an asshole?
I see you're writing a note.
You're
what does
ass.
It say? What?
It's my sister, Teresa.
No, I don't think it's funny.
Will kill me because Reno just
because they're being smartasses, these two.
No,
because my sister and my husband are writing notes to each other, and I'm going to beat them. So you know, give me the effing paper now.
You're an ass. You're an ass.
Oh, my gosh.
You know what? Reno, there are certain things.
I can,
this is
I
why
can
I love
see,
you, Reno.
Let's put it this way.
Listen,
I can understand not... You know, I can understand not wanting to poop, but there's certain other
that's
things
gross.
That you might do in front of you. You know, you might
that's
pee.
Gross.
Right.
You know,
I would pee. But I got to tell you something. I would pee. I would pee in front of you. I don't think that's a big deal. I would pee in front of my girlfriends. I will never do the other thing in front of anyone.
No.
Not one of
right.
my girlfriends. Not even my sister.
I thought that I
just don't. I think it's gross. And that would be grounds for divorce for me. If my husband just came and started talking. Like, there have been times he's totally comfortable in front of me. Like, he'll go in the bathroom. I will leave. I'm like, no.
Right.
There's boundaries.
The other day I was sleeping and I thought I heard somebody peeing in the bed.
And?
Oh, you're gross.
And it was a false alarm.
Oh, okay.
Was...
Phew. Glad to hear that.
He says stupid things.
But yeah, I think there are certain things that women, it should remain a little bit of a mystery. Like lots of things should remain a mystery. Like there's a lot of things that my boyfriend doesn't know about my body and what it does. Like it's none of his business.
Yeah, I agree.
A woman should never do the F word in front of a man. A woman should never go to the bathroom in front of a man.
Oh, F word?
What do you mean do the F word?
I can't even say it.
What do you mean?
Do the F word?
Oh, I think you meant F-U-C.
Oh, no.
I'm like, okay,
no,
well, that happens.
No.
Oh, you mean like pass gas?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Yeah, no, that's...
Never.
Well, women don't do that.
No, not at all.
Women don't pass gas.
Yeah, but let me tell you, there are people who do. We don't, but...
I know.
What do you
got?
You should never, like, burp. What are you, anything like
exempt
that.
From passing gas?
No, but I would never, like, in front of you,
no.
like, and just be like, I
Reno,
don't know.
Tell us the truth. It's rest of... Do that in front of you?
No, she never did that.
I just feel like
it's, that kind of stuff is just
never,
not sexy. I feel like it's such a turn off.
I think it turns
off your sex life.
I would never do that.
I mean, I could be wrong, but for me in my life, I find that the minute that happens, the minute any of that kind of stuff like that crosses the line, I no longer want to be intimate with that person. And I'm not screwing up. I've got a great sex life. I'm not screwing it up with something stupid like that. It's not worth it.
I agree,
no, but I'm saying we know people that do just like, they'll be sitting, and I'm like, that's gross.
Oh, look at Reno, the face he just made. Like,
but it's gross.
I could never handle that. No way.
No?
It's gross.
No, yeah. I feel like it's also really immature, you know?
Yeah.
It's supposed to be, I mean, you know.
Yeah, I agree.
You got to keep the
your
sex
body's...
dirty sexually, not
right.
smelly.
Your body's sacred.
Unless,
it's
of course,
a temple.
But then, you know
what do they call that thing when you were kids and you're having sex and you think you're farting?
What?
When you're having sex with the woman and the vagina makes noise.
Oh, like a queef?
Queefing. Maybe that's the closest I came to saying, wait a second.
I don't think it's a queef. I think you're talking about when you're having
sex.
It's not a
queef.
It makes
noise.
No, Nicole. That's what it's. She's right.
Yeah.
Maybe
I did.
Really? Nicole, yes.
She's
right, Nicole.
Cooper, maybe in the 24 somewhat years that I'm married, maybe I heard a queef.
All
right, maybe I heard a queef.
I am so rolling my eyes right now, like, oh, dear God.
How did we get on this conversation? My God.
Oh, my gosh. How do you like your martinis?
Oh, no.
Like your women?
No. I like my martinis clean and my women dirty.
Okay.
Well, I can't say women anymore. I got to be careful because
Why?
I'm a target. Well, look at me. I'm a love muffin.
He's a love muffin.
What do you mean you can't say women anymore?
Well, because if I say women, people
married.
Are like, oh, I'm married.
He's married.
You know, like I could say women because I'm secure in everything I do. You know,
right?
I mean, but you know, my wife. Like you know, like I have to say my wife. I've learned now that I was on television. It's like everything has to be my wife.
Oh, because people analyze everything.
What do you mean, women? Who cares? You actually look at women? No, I actually don't look at women. As a matter of fact, I put glasses on. I'm blind as my wife.
He looks at men
now.
He looks at men.
But no, but when you say I like my women a certain way, I don't assume that you're having sex with lots of them.
I
figure in general, like how you like your women, as a like how you like your coffee, how you like your sandwiches, you know,
right,
just your taste in.
Well, you're intelligent.
I deal.
I do a lot of Neanderthals.
I like your coffee.
Right, I guess that's true.
Black.
I keep forgetting that you guys have to deal with that stuff, and like, and then once the show, when does the show start shooting again? Isn't it like February or something?
Probably around that, January, February.
Who knows?
Yeah. No,
we've heard 100 different.
We've heard 100.
Oh, you have.
Things,
yeah.
Oh,
who knows? All right. You
we'll let
know.
You know when we hear. We'll let everyone know when we hear because we don't know.
Reno, I have to say, in your family, after getting some news this week, can I bring it up?
What's the news?
About the picture that you just showed me?
I come
me?
Back from Paris so relaxed. You know, like, you know, I was like, you know, I had a rough month and a half, you know, between work, between both of them trying to gang up on me and beat me up.
It's tough being in the middle of twins. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
you know,
especially
allowed,
these twins.
He wasn't allowed to come away.
Not allowed to go away. And listen.
And he's back. You know, I told you, he'd be back Cooper's, sooner or later.
You know what I do, Cooper? Sometimes when I really don't want to be around, I just start a war.
No, we took baby out of the corner.
Oh.
So I stayed home and cooked for 4 days with all my friends. But, you know, it's funny. So I go away, and I said, go away, my wife, enjoy myself, come home. Sitting down, smoking a cigar, I'm driving home, and I get a call from my sister. And she's like, hey, Ray, Dad's been looking for you. I says, well, I know, I've been away. This, that. Well, what's up? He's been trying to talk to you. I said, oh, no, talk to me about what? Well, you know, we usually get together for the last 44 years on Christmas Eve. He's going to make it easy for you this year. Why don't you come the 23rd with your whole family to the restaurant? We get together. I says, why would we want to break a 44-year tradition?
And you have to explain. Christmas Eve at Reno's house
it's
is like
big.
The old Italian. We have 50 people. We have a gigantic room with the
right.
table
about
that's
the
from wall
when you
to wall.
Take the baby Jesus.
We have
and
the presepio. We walk around with the baby
it's
Jesus.
It's a big to do.
It's a big to do.
It's a big to do.
Oh, yeah.
So I turned around and I says, what's prompting
oh, wait, wait,
all time this?
Out. What's the presepio? The presepio is the baby Jesus.
Yeah, 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 of course. Right,
okay.
Right.
Yes.
I says, what's prompting all this? Well, you know, daddy is dating somebody. She's 39 years old. She's Indian. She's got two kids. And
she's like, married.
And I'm married. And
she comes to the restaurant with the children and her
children.
Husbands.
And then I'm sitting there. And she goes,
yes.
And by the way, she goes, and that's not the only thing. Remember you kept asking me who I'm dating? I was like, yeah. I says, you know. She goes, well, it's the manager of the restaurant. I was like,
Wait, time out. Freeze. He was the busboy who was now the waiter, now the manager.
So Nicole,
wonder why.
He moved up very quickly.
He moved up real quickly.
Benefits.
Real quickly.
He's got a lot of benefits.
So your sister is dating the manager of the restaurant, and your father is dating a married 39-year-old woman with two kids.
Well, yes. Supposedly her husband's getting divorced. But exactly. That's exactly
it.
And I'm driving home at 11:30 at night trying to, you know, I'm saying, you know, I want to relax a little bit. I want to just keep my life and relax a little bit,
and
right?
Then,
and this is what I'm getting hit with.
And we saw the picture of her, and then, well, I think it's pretty funny. And then your sister says, I think the husband knows about it. I said, we have to really watch this chick because I personally think she's 38. She's still on that baby mode. And I think she could try to maybe have a little baby Angelo's.
So this is
and I think her husband knows about it. I think they're trying to like trap his dad. Yeah, I do. Watch, I'm telling you. You're gonna have little
Well, I don't get into that deep. I just thought I found it really ironic that
well,
here
we should.
I am. I'm trying to stay calm, you know, like relax.
Right.
Stay calm and here I am, I'm getting hit from right field. There's no
we
more
don't
Christmas.
Need any
44
little baby
years of tradition
brothers.
Is gone.
I don't need any little baby brothers and sisters right now at this age.
I have so many questions right now, by the way.
Okay.
No, wait a second. How old is your dad?
76.
And does he normally date women that much younger than him?
I've never ever seen my dad with another woman other than my mother. Even though they were divorced Italian style, she lived across the street from him.
Of course.
No, he actually dated a lot of women. I have to say, no,
but
not always. Every
him.
Age. Every age. Your father just loves women.
I've,
every age, every nationality, every.
How serious is he about this woman? Is this going to be his girlfriend, or do you think it's just some girl that he's having right now?
I have no clue. I found this out 24 hours ago.
Oh, I see. You just found this out.
I just found this out.
He's enjoying. Yeah, he's.
So wait a second. So why wouldn't he bring her to Christmas? Why disrupt Christmas over this one person?
But this is that's where I get it
that's
from.
That's okay, right?
Right.
I see.
Paris. How do you go to Paris in 3 days? Right. I don't know.
Right.
This is his logic, right? His logic is like, you know what? Maybe I'm going to go walk around, dress up. I don't know. Maybe he's going to make curry chicken or something.
Well, she took his sister to the hemorrhoid doctor.
Oh, yeah.
That's just gross. What? See, this is what I mean. This is what I mean.
So this girl's already, like, infiltrating herself into your family. She's already buddy-buddy with your sister and taking her.
Well, anyone who's talking about hemorrhoids,
like,
seriously?
Who discusses that? You can't make this shit up. You just can't get it.
I just told my sister, I said, you know what? Daddy came here with nothing, and whatever you made, he can do anything he wants. Just keep people away from me, because it doesn't make any sense to me.
Have you guys met her yet, this woman?
No.
We've seen a picture of her.
Why don't you meet her? Because I think you guys are really astute. I think if you met her, you'd know immediately if she was a gold digger or if she really cared about Reno's dad.
Okay. She does not care about him. No. You know what? Okay. I'm not going to...
Wait, Teresa, based on what?
A picture.
I'm a witch.
Based on 38, 39, married, two children, comes to the restaurant with the husband.
You bring your kids and your husband. All right, maybe... Oh, you know what? I'm sorry. I'm actually reading a really good book now. I decided I am too judgmental. So wait, maybe she really loves him and she just cares about him.
What's the book you're reading?
She don't even
know. Is it a self-help book?
No. There was one I was reading just about, it was actually about corporations and businesses and getting results. But the point was different character personalities. And I have to say, I do tend to be a little judgmental.
I'm not concerned. I'm not judging. I just don't want to be part of it.
Right.
I got enough chaos, as you can tell.
Yes, I can tell.
Well, we'll soon see how this
you
is going to play out.
You do not need a little brother or sister running around, Zane.
No, but I can't control it either.
Right, that's
so,
true.
You know what? No In way. The end, worry about me.
Yeah,
worry about me, my family. They know. Listen, you know what happens, Cooper? I guess, we all grew up in the ethic, whether it's Italian, Jewish, Russian, American, whatever you want. And what happens is that we tend to cling to one another a lot. And I think that society no longer is permitting that. It's like you're fighting it. You know, in other words, people are starting to spread apart and people are not accepting that. And it's creating a lot of stuff. So the way I look at it is my father's 76 years old. Let him do. I mean, I'm not going to interfere in his life because I wouldn't want him interfering in my life.
Right. And let me put something else out there. I think when you get to a certain age where you perceive you have more time behind you than ahead of you, you start making impulsive decisions because you want to hang on to a little bit of youth. I mean, your dad is a very young 76. He's not like an old guy in a walker. Like he's so the fact that he even... could date and is, you know, potentially, I mean, obviously he's having sex. I hate to, like, put that image in your head. But the fact that it's 76, you know, he's banging some 38, 39-year-old, it says a lot about him and who he is and how he perceives his own life. And even if it's just right now, you guys have to find a way to be supportive.
This is why Viagra should have never been invented.
I agree.
Because 76, 77-year-old men would stay with their own age.
No, but who says he's using Viagra? I mean, maybe, you know.
How many men at
Look
that
at
age?
Reno.
Look at me.
Look at Reno, the testosterone.
That's what I'm saying.
No, hey, listen.
That's another mandatory. We'll get into that.
I will support him as long as he's happy. I just want him to truly...
Well, I think really the funny part was is that
it was funny.
Is that and I got I hit care. With all this, and I'm not right. judging. I mean, I couldn't.
We're
care.
Not judging. I don't care what nationality she is.
My sister's a great
person.
I don't care what she's doing.
Just care.
The
just
stories were just like, is this really happening?
I know, you know? And the fact that it was just sort of laid at your feet,
right?
Like,
you know,
it
doesn't matter. I mean, you know, I'm open minded to a lot of things, so that didn't bother me.
It didn't bother me. Just that the trust is set in stone. It can't.
It's irrevocable.
Okay. You
so what's going to happen with Christmas now?
Oh, we're going to the restaurant on the 23rd. Just you know,
is she going to be there?
No, she's not going to be there. No, only us.
We're going to Angelo's. Some good food.
We're going to my father's place.
Hey,
my
I love
place,
Indian
our family
food.
Place.
Me too. Hey, listen. If one good thing comes out of it, she could cook us.
She can bring samosas.
Yeah,
I love samosas.
Me too. Chana masala.
We just had it the other night.
Did
love
you?
That.
Love
yeah,
it. Love
well,
it.
Well, you can come over next time she's over for family dinner.
So hopefully she'll
Cooper.
Cook for us.
Do you think she cooks? Maybe she doesn't cook.
Maybe she's a terrible cook. She's out.
I love it. That's really the criteria.
That's the criteria.
It's got nothing to do with like her personality or anything else or her age. If she doesn't cook, she's out.
Forget her age. Right. Exactly.
My friends were like, show me the picture. Let me see. You know this is my tell my friends, you believe this? My father's dating a 39-year-old.
And they all want to see
Where's the picture? Where's the picture?
All see her.
She looks older, though. I have to tell you, she looks older.
You know what? I don't know. To me, she looks like a woman.
You guys have to, you got to meet her and decide for yourself in person.
Yeah,
that's what
we'll
I think has to happen.
Her.
Yeah.
Maybe she has heels on.
Yeah, then she could be a girl in heels with us. Bring her in.
Yeah, I may have to trip her with my fabric. if I don't like her, I'll be like, boom, oops, sorry, face to the floor.
No, I'm teasing.
But you know what? I feel like that's really like a certain generational thing. Like my uncle, he brought home a girl once. We had the same thing where like every year we got together. Thanksgiving was the big holiday at my house.
Right.
Like it was always Thanksgiving, the big long table. And it was like cousin, extended cousins, uncles, we like family that I didn't even know I had would show up for Thanksgiving, you know, and they would bring people. So there was always like at least 30 people at our house Thanksgiving, sometimes more. Mm-hmm. Big elaborate Thanksgiving dinners. And one time my uncle came over with this girl. Girl who was so young, my cousin was like, I think Uncle Bernie adopted another child.
Hysterical.
I think he adopted and didn't tell us because she was that young, and it turned out that was his girlfriend.
Wow.
You know, which was really,
you should have said cuz.
And there was, I think, there were 23 years between them. 23 years, which now you think about it, it's not
a lot.
So bad, but back then it was like we really thought that it was like some child, and he was some, we didn't know what was going on, that she was 22, you know. But they stayed together till the day he died. Like she made him happy, and they were together for a long, long time.
That's awesome. I mean, age is just age. I think it's more of like a daddy complex for a lot of people. I used to like older guys too. You remember? I mean.
But you know, we started this whole conversation saying that age doesn't matter.
I know.
You know that age is age. So, you know, maybe these two people, maybe they have stuff in common and they found each other. Maybe she's an old soul and he's like a young upstart kind of guy for 76. You know, so obviously they have something in common. They've bonded on some level because have you ever hung out? Look, you guys have hung out with your son's friends, right? And you have nothing to say to them because like you mention a movie star and they're like, who's that? You know, and you have nothing in common with people much younger than you. So clearly these two people found something to relate to each other on.
Great sex.
I guess sex is a huge common denominator.
I think so.
I guess it's a huge...
I mean, I could date guys younger than me, older than me. I just find people closer to my age.
Right.
That we just have... I do.
Right.
More
like
common.
Like,
I need a
friends.
Man. And
right.
I find
I need a
now
man,
these
exactly.
days that... And I've dated and people who are a lot younger than me.
Like and you, and that's what I was going to ask you now, Nicole. You also have guys that are, you know, younger than you and 30. And you've even had guys in their 20s,
yeah,
you know,
that was
trying
a little
to date
too young.
You. Or, and that's, it just seems,
I like
I
more
agree.
Of a manly man. And I think, you know, the older men get.
I have to say, all of our friends are all pretty much husbands and wives, boyfriends, girlfriends, all amongst pretty much 10 years
apart.
But except for, wait, Nicole, now, except for having a son, like, how mature are you? I mean, are you really mature that you like to be with older men, or are you kind of immature where somebody who's like 30 you can relate to more?
Hey, listen, I'm very immature, Nicole.
I'm very.
If I was single, I still.
I gotta come here more often.
You know, your husband's sitting right next to you, Teresa.
What do you think,
Reno? No, I'm mature, but I like to have fun. Okay. So I want a manly man, but I want someone who's gonna have so much fun with me. And you can, again, it doesn't matter.
You're very young
at
heart.
I'm very young at heart.
So like you act like a 20-year-old. I mean,
I have a lot
mentally,
of energy,
but
mentally and physically, yeah. So
right.
I just need someone who is fun, manly, but has a lot of energy that could keep up with me. And when I want to relax. But when I want to, like, spur of the moment, if I want to take off to Paris for the weekend, they're willing to do that and keep up with me.
I think the thing that happens is, like, when you're in your 40s and you're dating, you automatically have to think, like, can I spend the rest of my life with this person? And it's such a terrible thing because dating is getting to know somebody and making that decision later. But I feel like you get to a certain age where you have to put that on fast forward, you know? And it takes away from the dating experience because you don't really get a chance to experience the person.
Cooper, that's so true. That's what I was telling Nicole the other day. Like, just enjoy, like, every
I am,
day.
Though. I have
no,
to tell you, I really am now.
I have something
I used to have that mentality.
Reno has something.
We need back.
We have our boy in heels today.
Right, the boy in heels, inch and a half, that could go up to 5.
Okay.
I could be like Sylvester Stallone. He's got him in his shoes, though. I think the reason why we're focusing and we're asking Nicole all these questions is really the answer is right in the middle,
which
is me. She's comparing everybody to me. And where is she going to find a nut? Loving, caring, spontaneous, sexy, sexual, fantasizing guy, and she can't have him because it's me.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of women feel that way. We've all basically given up.
Reno's taken. Right. You know, why did you have to put the bib on Teresa 20 years ago?
Why, Reno? Why? Why couldn't it be me?
Yeah, you know, let's think about that. You know, I mean, I don't want to veer it off, but I think it connects to what you're talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, I meet these two beautiful girls at the same time.
We were 18.
Sitting at the same table.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, my libido is still the same. You know, like, you know,
right.
So I could have picked either one, technically. You know what I'm saying?
Reno was 23.
I was 23, 18, and I put a bib on her, my wife.
A lobster right. bib.
A lobster bib. And it started from there. Now, she was playing hard to get, so, you know, she almost didn't get caught. So the bottom line is I was hanging out with a Cole more. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? So friends of mine were like, hey, listen, she's not paying attention. Just go for the other one. You know? So I was like, no.
Like they're interchangeable.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. And
the
moral of the story, what I was getting to get to this point, is that even though she's beautiful and looks like her sister, you know, acts a little bit like her sister and everything like that, but there's a chemistry with my wife. You
right.
know? That's where I'm trying to get to. It's like I'm not trying to be like, you know, like all gushy-gaggy, but you know what? Of course, Nicole is very sexy. I tell my friends all the time. I tell my friends, where do you get a guy to invite you to the house that's a sister or it's a 10 and a half?
Right.
Right. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's true.
But I'm not attracted sexually to her. I mean, right.
I'm glad you're not. Thank you, Reno. Attracted to me.
I'm just saying.
That would be really weird, sick, and demented.
Yes, it would be.
But Cooper, it's easier said than done. You know what I'm saying? Because men are men. And at the end of the day, you know what? She's got a sexy body. My wife's had a sexy body. But it's not that. What I'm saying is that's where the connection was.
Chemistry.
And then we got divorced. And even while we were divorced for 11 years, 10 years, that we always had that chemistry,
right.
me and my wife. Whether it was yelling at each other, screaming at each other, or getting along with it. I mean, we used to go away on vacation with my son. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And we were having sex still. You know what I'm saying?
So
this was like, you know.
I did not know you were having sex when
really?
You were divorced.
Come Nicole, you didn't know that?
I did not know that, Teresa.
That's a little too.
And we're twins, and you never share that with me.
Okay, maybe.
Now,
once,
Teresa, why didn't you share that? Did you think she would judge you, or or you just wanted to keep it to yourself?
Yes.
I had no idea.
Well, I guess certain things I wanted to keep to myself, now the whole world knows.
Well, you know what?
Married again. What's the difference?
Right. It was a big it was a big part of us being.
It wasn't always, though, Reno.
I'm not saying always, but I'm not going to count. I'm not going to sit here and say 90, 14, but we were having sex.
I think that's really sweet. Why would that embarrass you?
Right.
No, it's not that.
You little whore.
That's not here or there. But the point I was trying to make
it's about chemistry. We were talking about that a few weeks
right,
ago.
Right.
Some people just have a chemistry. It's life.
You
connect with certain people on different levels.
I was thinking about that on the way over here, because I know the story about you guys, because we've talked about it off air before.
Yeah.
And I think it's really fascinating, because it really says something about, I mean, obviously you're identical twins, so there's similarities, but the attraction had nothing to do with it. I find that so fascinating that Reno, you were so drawn to Teresa, and it had nothing to do
with, obviously, she's
beautiful, but the fact that somebody else looks exactly like her and you have no attraction to her really, really is a great argument for why chemistry is
chemistry,
something that you cannot explain.
You cannot explain chemistry.
And it's so funny because
isn't it true, Nicole, even like when we've all been away with me, Nicole, Reno, the three of us and stuff, and Nicole's single, and there's been like people around, right, that we've come across, even on vacations, and Nicole will be like, oh my God, that person is so, I'm so attracted to that person. I'd be like, really? And it was so funny because she felt such a strong attraction to this one person who I'm thinking of, right, when we were away, and that same person had such a strong attraction to you, Nicole, right?
Yes.
And like even in the past, that's happened with us. Even when I wasn't married, you'll be like, oh my God, there's something with that person. I'm like, really? Like, what is it? Because I don't see that. Even when I was single, I don't see that person being.
Mm-hmm.
And it always worked out where you had a certain chemistry or attraction towards someone, they had the same towards you.
It's so weird how that works, because I remember all through my 20s, I was very superficial. I only dated like really good looking guys. And I had like two different boyfriends who were models, and they were morons, but they were hot. And that's all I cared about, right? So I'm working my first radio job, and I'm really busy, and I'm working. I'm just so focused. I'm not thinking about men because it's, right. you know, it's my first job, and I'm like on the air, and I'm doing promotions and production. I'm trying to build my career. And there was this guy in sales, like one of the marketing guys, who there was something about him, just something about him that every time he talked to me, I just melted. And
like,
every time he
talked,
I mean, really, like, I was crazy attracted to him, and I found myself like thinking about him all the time and trying to stay focused on my work, and he'd walk by and I'd be like, oh, there he is, you know,
crushing.
And crushing hard on this guy. And when he found out that I was crushing on him, he was like, really? And he was totally into it, right? So we had a couple of dates, and it was hot. Like the first time he kissed me, it was like amazing.
Oh,
like passion.
Look at Nicole, such girl's passion.
Oh, I love passion. It's all about passion.
So I told my friends about him. I was like, there's this guy. There's like, I thought you're so focused on work. What do you mean there's a guy? I said, I don't know what it is. It's something about him. You guys really have to meet him. So I invite him for dinner with like three of my best friends. And so this guy walks in, big, tall, handsome. They're like, oh, is that Eric? I'm like, no, he's over there. And there was this guy who was 5'5", 5'6". Round, roly-poly, like obese heavy, like,
right.
like a big guy.
Him?
Black hair, these crystal blue eyes. I mean, like a little fat Jewish, like not my type at all. And he walked in. They were like, have you had a stroke? Like,
no!
Have you lost your mind?
He sounds like a donut, like you want to eat him.
And I'd never been with anybody like this before. Like,
right.
I was always very superficial and about looks. Right. And there was something about him that was amazingly attractive to me. You know, those eyes and the...
Right.
Just that he had a little weight on him, I guess. But and my friends really rejected him, and they didn't take him seriously as a boyfriend of mine because of what he looked like. But I am telling you, to this day, it's been a long time since I had chemistry like that. Like, my boyfriend now, we have that kind of chemistry.
Right.
But I didn't...
That was scary.
It was scary because physically he was not my type at
all.
So
what happened to him then?
He broke up with me.
Why?
We dated for a little while. He broke up with me because he met somebody. He met this girl who was blonder and hotter and skinnier. And I, you know, he was really confident.
And little confident fatty broke up with you.
He traded up. He really did. And my friends,
well, so did you.
And when he broke up with me, my friends were like, what's wrong with him? Did he break up with you because like he knew that we didn't like him? I was like, oh no. He found somebody hotter.
That took a long time, right?
Getting back to it's all about the confidence.
Had a heart. Yeah, he was one of the most confident people. He was just he had money. He was confident.
And it works. You know, listen, on a male's perspective, you know, when I was single, my confidence is what really conquered.
Right.
And forget money. That helps. But
money helps.
The women just loved the fact that, you know, you wouldn't take no for an answer for certain things for a certain time. And you could tell the ones that were just playing hard to get and just...
Right.
And you could tell the one... But it definitely is, you know, on a women's show, Girls in Heels, I feel that a man's objective view on this is that women really like a confident man that's going to really go and take control of even the situation while he's trying to pick her up.
It's true.
Take the bull by the horn.
We do,
and
like,
you know,
that.
Nothing more
and
sexy
believe
than
me,
that.
It's, you know, I don't care if we're 50, 40, 30. You know, it might not work with the 20-year-olds, but we don't know that. You know what I'm saying? We can only...
Why? You were totally...
Just,
you were single. You were
I know
20,
that
20, 30, 40.
I succeeded dramatically because of my personality and my confidence.
Right. Yeah,
you know,
no, that is everything.
Because my nose can open up a can opener. I can. So it definitely wasn't because of my nose.
It's true. Like, girls would have their nose fixed. Reno loves his nose. And you have a very cute little...
I have a nose. I had a cashier in my old restaurant, and I never said hello or goodbye to her. I didn't deal with women that well at times, you know,
working
for me because, you know, I just ran... I ran a rough ship. So one day I have my arm leaning over the register, and she has a heavy, you know, Eastern Bloc accent. She goes, boss? I said, yes. She goes, your nose, is it natural, or did you have it done that way? Now, remind you, I had never said hello and goodbye to this woman maybe in 4 months, maybe twice. I says, no, actually, I says, Natasha, I says, I went to Park Avenue. I gave a plastic surgeon $20,000. I thought, I want you to screw this thing up as best as you can. And that was the last time I said, this is why I couldn't deal with women in my business at the time. You know
That's
what I'm
funny.
Saying?
Hey, before we, because we're running out of time, but I just, we have Halloween coming up, and I think Nicole has a plan, right? Don't you have a Halloween party, or aren't you getting dressed up?
Yes, I am. I'm going to a fun party on Friday night, and I am going to be an angel, and it's so awesome, and it's white feathers, and I'm going to, yeah.
You look stunning. You really look like a Victoria's Secret. Angel.
Thank you, Teresa.
You do.
So I have a great white angel costume.
Nice.
Yeah.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Wait, so you're going to be a Victoria's Secret angel?
Yes, I am.
Oh, I can't wait to see those pictures. Oh, my God. How are you doing your hair? Are you doing the big hair?
No, I think I'm just going to leave my hair down and flowy and sexy.
No, but you should do some big hair.
Big hair?
You got to do big hair.
Okay.
Yeah,
I got to do big hair.
Like bedroom hair, like wild and like a little tease a little bit?
No, a lot of tease. They do the big, everything's big. Big hair, big wings. Everything is just really, really dramatic. The eyelashes, the whole thing.
Yes.
Well, I got the big boobs.
There you go.
Yeah, the boobs and the eyelashes. Now we'll work on big hair.
Okay.
And what kind of party is it?
It is at my friend's restaurant up north, and he does like a red carpet, fun Halloween party. So
adults, it's though.
Adults. All adults,
adults only. Okay,
no
that's good.
Children.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool.
That's what we're gonna
no
do.
Siree. Yeah, it's going to be a fun night.
Awesome.
I know. Reno and I were supposed to be in L.A. We never were.
Yeah,
me
went.
And my girlfriend Monica are going, and it's, they have a great table. It's going to be an awesome night.
So after that. Cooper,
yes.
After she's done with the outfit, she could wear it with heels in bed.
That's right. That's the plan.
You are so going to want to wear
Reno
this.
Reno cannot wait for me to be his angel.
All right, we're going to have to leave it there, you guys. Thank you so much for listening to Girls in Heels. If you like podcasts, we suggest The Week in Podcasting, kind of a roundup of all the best podcasts of the week with three very charming hosts. You're going to love it. Download that. You can email us your thoughts and questions at girlsinheelspodcast@gmail.com. Special thanks to our producers, Anthony and Dennis, who put Girls in Heels together every week. And thank you to Blog Talk Radio for making all of this possible. And thank you for listening. Follow us on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Thank you, Reno, for being here.
Thank you very much. It was fun.
Thank you, girls, for being in heels. And we'll be back next week with another exciting episode of Girls in Heels. Thanks for downloading.
Ciao, ciao.